For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtaed. A coalition of organizations including the Ligue des Noirs du Québec, the Center for Research Action on Race Relations, and the Côte des Neiges Black Community Association is calling for an independent inquiry into a violent incident that happened 2 weeks ago at Montreal's Villa Maria metro station. A video depicted a black man getting beaten with batons by two STM inspectors. It was alleged that the man didn't pay his fare and caused disturbance with his basketball. The unjustified excessive use of force by inspectors sparked outrage on social media. The main concern raised by the coalition is that STM inspectors and other transit officers elsewhere in Quebec are not subject to any independent civilian oversight body when they are the target of public complaints of abusive and illegal conduct. The coalition is now calling for Mayor Valérie Plante to join them in supporting their demands in establishing an external impartial body to handle such incidents. A new study by ADP Canada, a company that provides payroll services to businesses of various sizes, reveals substantial compensation gap between men and women in salary and bonuses. Based on self-reported figures, men earn 25.5% more than the reported average for women. This gap widens as it relates to additional compensation like bonuses and profit sharing. Despite various efforts carried by the Canadian workforce regarding equal compensation, pay equity is still far from being a corporate priority. Following the New Zealand mosque shooting whereby 49 innocent people were killed, the Migrant Rights Network, a new cross-country alliance, is launching on March 21st a series of protests that urgently demand pro-immigrant and anti-racist laws. The Migrant Rights Network is led by grassroots migrant and refugee groups, civil society organizations, and labor unions. On March 21st, the International Day for the Elimination of Racism, protests will be held in Halifax, Montreal, and Vancouver, marking the beginning of a national dialogue to create a platform for racial and migrant justice. All social, environmental, and labor groups in Canada are invited to participate in this process. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.